Thank you. My name's Sue and I'm an addict. I'm really nervous. I've got to say, I don't particularly like doing chairs. I do get extremely, extremely nervous. But the difference today is I do get up and do it. That was something I never used to do. You know, I mean, if I didn't like the look of something or I didn't want to do something, I'd run away. That's been a huge change for me in recovery. Told me, didn't it? like I said, I mean, for me, I think recovery has been about change. I had to change. I couldn't live the way that I was anymore. I couldn't carry on doing things I was doing anymore. And I've tried various options, you know, and various routes. And the only thing that has worked for me has been through NA. I'm not going to give you a big drug look. I first picked up drugs when I was about 12. Sold my boot skates the next day because I weren't going to go home without any. And I mean, I always thought that was really funny. I see that's quite sinister now, but and I carried on, and I loved it. It made me feel better. I was able to talk to anyone. I was able to do anything, and that carried on for a good few years. Towards the end of my using, it stopped working. I mean, I was still getting stoned, obviously, but it stopped working. My eldest daughter was in care. She put herself in care. She didn't want to be around me anymore. My youngest daughter was running riot, running the crack house downstairs. I was stuck in my bedroom for the last 2 years of my using. I couldn't come out. I was seeing things that weren't there. I was sitting there with my CS gas and my carving knife and my bayonet in case anybody actually got in. I think about all that now and I think, good God, what was going on? But that was exactly how it was. And for nearly 2 years, I didn't come out unless I had to. And then it had been the middle of the night, calling a cab, dark glasses on, no one seeing me. I hated the world. I hated me. And I could never explain to anybody about how I felt because, I didn't mix with anybody, but I didn't want to be alive anymore. And that sounded so dramatic, you know, that there was no way I could explain that to anyone. And I'd tried various counsellors and I'd done this and I'd done that and, you know, nothing seemed to work and I still was sitting there wanting to die. And I won't do a big boring story, but that was how it was, and I ended up coming to NA, and I remember my first meeting. Some guy had come down from Brighton to do the chair, and all I wanted, I can't remember what he said, but all I wanted to know was how much he got paid for doing it, because I couldn't believe that people did stuff like this for nothing. It was totally alien to me, and you know, it was really scary, and people wanted to hug me, which I weren't too happy about, but you know, they told me to come back, and I was really confused about that, because for many years nobody had ever told me to come back, you know, and I didn't really believe that anyone in these rooms had used, because you know, people were smiling and they looked alive, and it confused me, but there was something that made me come back, and I did. And that was about 7 years ago now. I mean, I'm not 7 years clean, but there was a feeling, you know, that really appealed to me. And I've got to say, for the first couple of years, I was still very, very dishonest. I couldn't actually tell you the truth. I mean, I was still puffing. I was still having the odd drink. But I wasn't using Class A's, so I didn't think that counted. I actually didn't listen very well, you know, I mean, I weren't very good at that, but I didn't tell anyone because I didn't think it was relevant, and I didn't want anyone to tell me to go away, to be honest, you know, and I was picking up key rings, and because in my head I was clean, I was doing really well, and yeah, I've got to say though, I mean, in the end the lies sort of got the better of me, and I ended up telling myself, oh, I could just have one pipe, and one pipe sort of went into a major relapse, and it was really horrible, and I was really lucky. The people that I had around me didn't, I mean, obviously my phone was off, and Well, my phone was silent. But they didn't just ignore me, and I mean, they just kept coming round. In the end, you know, they dragged me off to a meeting, and I realised that I had to stop messing about with this. I couldn't go back to that. And I mean, I'd always heard in meetings that you start off from where, you know, I never get it right. Where you left off, that's where you start from again. And it was true. I was back in that bubble, and it was horrific. And like I said, I realised that I had to stop messing about. And I mean, I did have a sponsor, but like I say, I mean, I was very, very dishonest, and I was lying about everything. So I mean, the step work that I did do didn't really mean very much. I was running around doing chairs up and down the country, and thinking, the thing was, it never fazed me, because none of it was real, so it didn't matter, you know. I mean, I can sit there and give you a load of bullshit and not be worried about it in the least, you know, not bat an eyelid, but I get really nervous if I'm actually telling the truth. And so anyway, you know, as I said, I realised that I had to stop messing about, because that was just there waiting for me, and I didn't want to go back to that. So I started to work through the steps again, and this time it seemed different. I mean, obviously I stopped the puffing and the drinking, and it just seemed really different, and it was really difficult. You know, I mean, I threw the green and gold across the floor so many times. I mean, it's a bit battered now, my one, but you know, but I did it, and I did all the suggested things. I took on commitments. I worked with a sponsor. I went to meetings, and you know, and slowly but surely it started to work. You know, I mean, I've got my daughters back in my life. My oldest daughter has actually forgiven me, which was something I thought was long gone. She couldn't even bear to look at me, let alone be in the same room as me. And yeah, like I say, slowly but surely it started to change. And through working through these steps, I mean, I haven't got time to go through them all, but through working these steps, I've got a greater understanding of who I am, what makes me tick, why I do the things that I do, what are the things that I do that I don't like, because I never knew any of that. I never really knew who I was. And sort of through working all this, you know, I have got a power in my life. And that I found quite difficult. I mean, I don't believe in God, but I do know that I'm not God, and for me that was really important. And that was the first stage of me looking at the power thing, you know, because like I said, I didn't come into these rooms to find religion or God or anything, and that sort of scared me a bit. But you know, I looked at it really simply at first, that I weren't God, and if I weren't, then something else had a chance to be. And that was enough to get me started, you know. And I mean, my faith has changed over the years, but that was how I started. And I do stuff now that, even though I don't like doing it, I do things that are good for me, rather than all the things that are bad for me. And that's been a big change as well. And that's what I said right at the beginning, you know, it's been about change. You know, I try not to steal anymore. I say try. I try not to lie anymore, you know, and I try and be the best possible person that I can on a daily basis. And I mean, sometimes it's not that easy, you know, and other days I sort of get through it and think, wow, that was all right. You know, I mean, I come into recovery, I've never worked, I never didn't need to, you know what I mean? And I didn't need to because I was doing lots of illegal things, not because I was rolling in money or anything. You know, and I've been able to carve out a career for myself, which I didn't expect. That weren't on the cards. You know, I just wanted to get clean. And I've had so many rewards just for doing a few simple things, and they are simple. I mean, I can complicate them all I want, but they are simple, and it's working, you know. And the only thing I'd say to anyone is give it a go, because I mean, all that misery is still out there waiting for you if it don't work at the end of it, you know, or you decide it's not for you, because it ain't going anywhere, it's still there. And that was how I looked at it. I thought, you know, I'll work these steps, I'll try this, and if it don't work, then I can have all that back, and I don't want any of that back. You know, I love what I've got today, and I'm comfortable being me most of the time. And I've just had a 5-minute thing a few minutes ago, so yeah, thank you very much for listening, and I'm really pleased that it's come to the end, I've got to say. Thank you very much.